Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For the Houston Texans, big matchup this weekend. What should be a get-right game. We'll see exactly how the Texans handle it. The New England Patriots sitting at 1-4, right? 1-4.
Yeah.
And there's a lot going on in New England right now that is not conducive to winning football games, and we're going to cover that today as well. But right now, the unofficial reports coming from practice. Again, these are unofficial reports, but it turns me on now. Joe Mixon was back at practice today. Damian Pierce, by the way, was back at practice yesterday.
Yep.
That means there's a chance that the running back stable can be full for the first time since the first quarter of week two. Or maybe it was the second quarter. Whenever Joe Mixon went down week two. All right. And that ain't all now. The reports are, which I was in my feelings yesterday about it. I don't understand them. The linemen that I've been around would love to just rip your head off your neck and mess in your neck. You know what I mean? That's the kind of guys, not being at practice when your run game ain't right, when you can't pass protect, drives me nuts. But Wednesday is coming, gone. Thursday's a big day at practice. Reports are that the O-line, Titus Howard, Laremy Tunsil, and Kenyon Green are all three back at practice today, B. Scott. What does that do for you, Joe Mixon and the O-line being back at practice today on a heavy work day Thursday?
Well, so I think the big question that we've been asking all week, ever since we knew that Nico Collins was going to at least miss this game, and then, of course, we found out later on he's on the injured list, he's going to miss the next four games. But the big question is, how are you going to compensate for losing your biggest playmaker on offense? And also, what are you going to do about this run game? Well, here's a chance to do both. Like, how can you help your quarterback? How can you help your passing game, especially against a struggling team that does play defense well in the New England Patriots, but in a team that you should beat? By running the football. So you get your linemen back. Obviously, that is key, I think, to learn that they're not going to miss the game. But Joe Mixon, and I was giving this away a little bit in the crosstalk, that's the big news, man. Like, I think we've got issues in the run game that go far beyond just who the running back is. We got issues with the offensive line. I feel like we got issues with the way it's coached, the way it's called, maybe even the way that it's sequenced. But I think Joe Mixon adds an entirely different element to the run game, especially if he's healthy. And then you add Damian Pierce in the mix, as you mentioned, practice yesterday. To me, finding out that your run game overall is, it seems like it's becoming whole at a time when you're losing your biggest weapon, throwing the ball, to me, is perfect time. It's a perfect storm for the Texans.
I love Joe Mixon.
Yeah, me too, Gruden. Me too. I think this gives Bobby Slowick the opportunity to kind of rebound here. Look, I mean, we got to be completely honest about this, man. The Bobby Slowick run game issue, we can talk about whose fault it is. That's fine, whatever. I mean, coaches get fired. You don't move on from, you know, quarterbacks that are making $60 million and running backs that are making 10-plus a year and an entire offensive line. You don't move on from those guys, right? So the task of getting a run game going, which in my opinion is what's going to make the Texans a play like a Super Bowl caliber football team. Like, that needs to happen, not just a decent record and you kind of muddle your way through to a 4-1 season. Like, the product at some point, maybe not completely throughout for 17 games, but the product at some point needs to be the of which you go, that right there for three or four games in the playoffs is Super Bowl worthy, right? We haven't seen that yet with the Texans. And so Bobby Slowick's got to get this run game right. And when I say Bobby Slowick, I mean the O-line coach. I mean the O-line. I mean everybody involved. They've got to get this run game right. And if you're going to do it, you need your offensive linemen practicing, and you need Joe Mixon and Damian Pierce for that matter, but you need Joe Mixon in the mix to, when it's not blocked up just perfectly, Joe Mixon can go make hay. Right? When it is blocked up perfectly, instead of getting 6 or 7 and a linebacker clipping his heels, he has the ability to go get 25, 30, 40 yards. I remind you, the longest run for the Houston Texans since D'Amico Ryans became the head coach is 24 yards, B. Scott. And this year, I think it's 18.
Yeah.
The longest rush from scrimmage. It's been an absolute joke. Bobby has to get this right. And if he's going to do it, if he's ever going to do it, the O-line has to be whole, and Joe Mixon has to be the guy toting the pill.
Now, as it relates to Bobby, I think it sort of opens up what he's able to do because Joe Mixon is a do-it-all back.
Like, I agree with
like
that.
You can call basically any kind of play, any kind of formation, and there's a role for Joe Mixon in the play. So to me, that's a benefit for Bobby to where it's another thing where, like, okay, you're excited for him, but also it's like you got no excuse now because you've got a tool here that you should be able to use your disposal. You know what I mean? In any type of formation, like it's not like Joe Mixon is a specific back. Like he's a do-it-all type of dude.
Well, he's a do-it-all type of guy. And then when you look at Dare Ogunbowale had 21 touches last week. And again, not disrespecting Dare Ogunbowale. Hell, I mean, I got more respect for Dare than I do the more talented guys on this football team. But if we're being completely honest, him getting 21 touches versus Joe Mixon getting 21 touches could be the difference in 100 damn yards.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it could literally be the difference of having a monster rush day versus just getting by. Because the Texans really weren't bad last week. I mean, you almost had 100 yards rushing. You look at what Cam Akers had. Cam Akers had 4.7 per. He just didn't have enough carries to make it all make sense. So it's not – you weren't terrible last week. Add Joe Mixon to that mix and just get that same situation as you had last week against Buffalo, and I think you got 100 yards.
No, I would argue I'd even go further with that, Clint. So there were some moments that were encouraging Sunday in the run game.
Yeah,
there were some. I think that were
the back-to-back runs by Cam Akers, and that was blocked up beautifully.
Absolutely, and even Dare had some moments. I know he had a penalty and he had a drop ball, but even he had some moments there that were pretty good. So think about that, though. Think about the context of that. With Cam Akers and Dare as your combination, you were decent. Now if it's Joe Mixon at the top and then some combination of Damian Pierce and those other two guys, you should absolutely be able to run the ball more efficiently and much, much better in this game.
We're going to talk a little bit more about Damian Pierce later in the show. I do think after all the circles we've talked in about the running backs through training camp and early season, I do believe that there is a real chance that Damian Pierce could be a blessing in disguise for this football team. Now that Joe's back, I don't know if we ever see it, but there's something about Damian Pierce's run style, and I don't mean he can or can't run a certain scheme. I mean the downhill, just put a foot in the ground and go get it. There's something about that that's different than everybody else, and there's something about this interior offensive line and what they're actually better at and what this team should do in terms of get Dalton Schultz the hell away from the football and get him up in a two-point stance. I just think that there could be some stars aligning there. Again, we'll get to that. We'll get to that as the show goes on. I got to admit something right out of the gate here, Beast Guy.
All right, let's go.
Tyler, I need you to listen to this, too, because it's got a little something to do with you.
I got my ears perked up.
You know, I like to get out, and I mean, I like to fight Father Time. Man, I'm not just going to lay my ass around and not do anything and then wonder why when I'm 50, 60 years old, I can't walk, my knees hurt, my back hurts. I'm trying to fight here.
You are getting older. That's
smart. I'm trying to fight. I know I got a little gray on the sides. I'm working on that.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.